Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast, January 1st, 2020.
Hallelujah. I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Hallelujah. Well, hopefully you've received your seven confessions for the first 7 days of 2020. If you haven't, send an email to harold@haroldherring.com.
And you might even check your spam folder.
Yeah, check your spam folder. The other thing you could do would be to go to haroldherring.com/2020, and you'll be able to get to it. Several ways that you can get it, but get it. Now, the confession for January 1st is this. Heavenly Father, I praise you that in this new year, 2020, I'm headed where your word declares I can go, toward success, prosperity, and a good life. I praise you that as the days of this year unfold, I'll be writing a story of success and triumph and overcoming every obstacle a man or the enemy places in my path. I thank you that when any problem or temporary setback comes my way, you will immediately give me specific solutions in my spirit so any attempted defeats can be turned to victories. I rejoice as I commit my actions to you because my plans will succeed according to Proverbs 16:3. I praise you in advance that I have 2020 vision through the direction and unction of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. How about you read that?
I'm telling you. Heavenly Father, I praise you that in this new year, 2020, I'm headed where your word declares I can go, towards success, prosperity, and the good life. I praise you that as the days of this year unfold, I will be writing a daily story of success and triumph in overcoming every obstacle a man or the enemy places in my path. I thank you that when any problem or temporary setback comes my way, you will immediately give me specific solutions in my spirit so any attempted defeats can be turned into victories. I rejoice as I commit my actions to you because my plans will succeed according to Proverbs 16:3. I praise you in advance that I will have 2020 vision through the direction and the unction of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. You know, honey, that key phrase, I'm headed where your word declares I can go.
Amen.
That really should be our mantle, our battle cry for the year. I'm headed where your word declares I can go. You're not going on your own. You're doing what the Word of God says you can do.
That's right.
And that's huge. That's huge. It really is. We're also convinced that the Lord wants each of us to establish a vision, one that will never perish, for 2020. In Proverbs 29:18, King Solomon said, where there's no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. When you have a vision, it's personal. It's unique to you. Something that God's ordained and visualized to be a part of your life. That's why a vision is different from a goal. Our goals should flow out of our visions. But if we don't have a vision, then it's not possible to set proper goals because we'll have no idea where we're going. And that's something to think about. If you don't have a vision, somewhere you've lost, or perhaps ignoring the revelatory insight God is trying to give you. Adhering to His instructions for the divine vision of your life will make you happy and blessed.
And I might add, even in the midst of adversity, you can be happy and blessed when you know you are on the path God is directing you to be on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you don't know what your vision is, or have one, you have one, but you're unsure of what to do with it, God is giving us 7 vision keys to maximize our kingdom effectiveness in 2020. First, how do you see yourself? Abraham was not seeing himself the way God saw him. So the first thing God did was to change his name from Abram to Abraham. Because Abraham means the father of many nations. Abraham, well, he saw himself as childless, but God had a different vision for his future. And here's the thing about it. God has got a vision for your future. If your goal for 2020 is to become debt-free and walk in God's abundant provision, then you need to see yourself as God sees you, above and not beneath, the head and not the tail, debt-free and having more than enough.
Mm. Second, your vision needs to be specific. In Joshua 1, verse 4, this is what God told Abraham. It says, from the wilderness, even unto the great river Euphrates, all the land shall be your coast. God was very specific about the vision he gave his people. He didn't just say, pick out a piece of land. He gave them a choice piece of real estate that had already been predestined that he wanted them to have. You know, the enemy's purpose is to get people stuck in that day-to-day just living without direction or specific boundaries in their lives. But we need to live on purpose. That means we need to know down in our spirit what God is directing us to do. Unless we're specific about our vision, we'll never be able to bring forth God's best in our life.
Third, you must write down your vision. For the past few days, God has been stirring the words of Habakkuk 2:2 in our spirits. And we know why. He wants us to share with, well, to share what he's sharing with us. He wants us to share it with you to impact your future. In fact, as we were praying about what scripture to use on this call, Habakkuk 2:2 clearly came to mind. It is the scripture that God gave us for you.
And the Lord said, write the vision and make it plain, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision shall speak, it will surely come, it will not tarry. Hallelujah. Our vision must be written down clearly so that we can see it, know it, and run with it.
Hallelujah. That's exactly right. Fourth, you must realize, fully realize, that God will help you win every battle the devil brings against the fulfillment of his vision for you and the confession that you're making today.
That's it.
And ones you'll make in the next few days.
That's right.
And you may decide to do it every day on one of those confessions.
In Acts 5:39, it says, but if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God. Hallelujah. In other words, God's purpose will prevail if we are working with him for sure. In the Classic Amplified, it says it this way, but if it is of God and you will not be able to stop or overthrow or destroy them, you might even be found fighting against God.
If you walk according to God's vision for your life, you'll never have to face defeat again. Writing the vision will loose the power of heaven on your behalf. And remember this, you're not fighting against the devil. Instead, the devil is fighting against you. He does not want your God-given purpose to succeed. But he can be easily overcome because you stand with the Word of God. You declare the Word of God. You're declaring the victories in your life.
Fifth, you must do it now, today. You know, now is the time. Today is the day for you to write your vision for 2020. It's your time to define your destiny. It's your time to take hold of your future. It's time to unleash the potential God has placed in you. Don't stop and make excuses. Make it happen. Hallelujah. This is the day that you purpose in your heart to come out of Egypt, financial bondage and debt, move into God's revelatory instruction for your finances.
You know, honey, we will never tell people that they can be debt-free in a day.
That's right.
But we can tell you, there is coming a day when you will know that you're going to be debt-free. And we believe this is that day.
Hallelujah.
January 1st, 2020.
That's right. You're on your way. 6, regularly review your progress in the manifestation of God's given focus for your life. We encourage you to write clearly and specifically the vision for 2020 and then review it. You might have to do some tweaking, but you should be covering the 6 major areas of your life, not leaving them out, any of them out. Spiritual, family, financial, physical, mental, and social. That's spiritual, family, financial, physical, mental, and social. Write that plan and make it clear. In Psalm 18:20, Message Bible, Psalm 18, verse 20, it says, God made my life complete when I placed all the pieces before him. When I got my act together, he gave me a fresh start. Now I'm alert to God's ways. I don't take God for granted. Every day I review the way he works. I try not to miss a trick. I feel put back together, and I'm watching my step. God rewrote the text of my life when I opened the book of my heart to his eyes.
Hallelujah. Strong. 7, keep a journal or word document on your progress. This effective visual will be of immeasurable assistance to you. You must testify of God's revelatory instructions and the manifestation of all the things that he stirred in your spirit and your life and the things that you're confessing today and every day for the next 7 days, first 7 days of this year. The key to establishing your victory and protecting you against every attack of the enemy is found in Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Our personal desire and prayer for you, and we're praying for partners today.
That's right.
We do it every January 1st. We're going to be praying specifically for you today. Our desire is the fulfillment of God's vision, revelatory instructions for you, and it will become what guides you during 2020. One more time, here's the confession for January 1st, 2020.
Heavenly Father, I praise you that in this new year to 2020, I'm headed where your word declares I can go, toward success, prosperity, and the good life. I praise you that as the days of this year unfold, I will be writing a daily story of success and triumph in overcoming every obstacle a man or the enemy places in my path. I thank you that when any problem or temporary setback comes my way, you will immediately give me specific solutions in my spirit so any attempted defeats can be turned into victories. I rejoice as I commit my actions to you because my plans will succeed according to Proverbs 16:3. I praise you in advance that I will have 2020 vision through the direction and the unction of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm headed, Lord, in 2020, I'm headed where your word declares I can go.
Amen.
Amen. If you don't have the confessions, you can go to haroldherring.com/2020 and get them, or you can send me an email to harold@haroldherring.com and I'll send it to you. And as Bev said earlier, make sure you check your spam filter so that you can get them. Well, glory to God. What a great way to start the year.
I know.
I'm pumped up.
Amen.
And the devil's nervous.
That's right.
I bet he's at Walgreens buying a case of Prozac. Anyhow, hallelujah. We love you. We appreciate you. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. God bless you. Happy New Year.